Today's daf is Brachis daf Mem Beis. We are in the middle of daf Mem Aleph from the Beis, the two dots Itmar. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza and as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Tzvi Lipa Ben Esther Rechel. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss halachos of Birchas Hanenet. So we're familiar with the halacha that states that if you eat bread, something whose bracha is hamoitzi, and then you eat another food whose bracha is not hamoitzi, you don't have to make a bracha on the other food. In other words, the bracha of hamoitzi that you made on the bread doesn't just work for the bread, but it's poiter. It affects all the other foods that you're going to eat during the meal. Stating that, there is an exception to that rule, and the Gemara begins with that exception. Itmar, hevil lifneyem te'enim va'anovim. Somebody was eating a meal, and during the meal, they brought te'enim, figs, anovim, grapes. B'toy chasu, the Amr Ravuna said, te'unim bracha lifneyem, ve'en tunim bracha l'achareyem. The person that's now eating those fruit would have to make a bracha rishoyna, a boire priya eitz on the te'enim and anovim. However, he would not have to make a bracha achroina, meaning the bracha of hamoitzi does not pater the te'enim and anovim. However, the birchas hamazoy, the bracha achroina that he's going to make on the bread, that does pater the te'enim and the anovim. V'chein omer av Nachman, tunim bracha lefneim, v'ein tunim bracha lachareim. Nachman said the same thing. Sheishas omer av Sheishas argued. He said, tunim bracha bein lefneim ubein lachareim. If the halacha is that you would have to make a bracha rishoyna for eating the te'enim and the anovim b'toy chasuda, meaning if the halacha is that the hamoitzi doesn't pater the bracha rishoyna on the fruit, then the same is true regarding the birchas hamazon. So just like you need to make a bracha before you eat the fruit, you'd have to make a bracha after you make the fruit as well. She'en l'chadover she'tom bracha l'fanov. And then Rav Sheisha said that the reason is because there's no food that has a bracha rishoyna, the ain't tam bracha achroyna, that does not have its own bracha achroyna, ella, with the exception of pas haba bekisnin bovat. Now, this line is a little bit of a confusing line. We'll see more about pas haba bekisnin at the end of the daf when we get into the raid. But for now, let's just learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara. So, the Gemara said two things. Number one, you sit down to eat a meal, you make a bracha hamoitzi on bread, you don't have to make another bracha rishoyna. The exception to the rule the Gemara said is te'enim va'anovim. Why are te'enim and anovim different? It's because the assumption is that te'enim and anovim are not an essential part of the meal. Rather, they're there as dessert, or they're there just to sweeten a person's mouth a little bit while he's eating his meal, but it's not the essential part of the meal. So the hamoitzi works for the ikar of the suda. The te'enim and the anovim are not considered the ikar of the suda. It's for that reason you don't make a bracha rishoyna. Machloikis amiram was that, do you say that being that you're making a special bracha rishoyna on the te'enim and anovim, so too you should make a bracha achroyna? That's what Rav Sheisha said. Or, like Rav Huna, Rav Nachman said that it's true you'd have to make a bracha rishoyna. The hamoitzi wouldn't work for those foods because they're not the essential part of the meal. But as it relates to the bracha achroyna, that the birchas hamazon, for whatever reason, would pater. That's the first thing we just said. The second thing we said was that Rav Sheishas made a comment. He said that ein l'chadavar she'tam bracha l'fanav ein tam bracha l'achrav, ella, with the exception of pas haba bekisnin dova. So pas haba bekisnin is going to be the topic. It's going to be the backdrop of the first part of the daf. So what exactly is pas haba bekisnin? So again, we'll start with Rashi, and then at the end of the daf, we'll get into a little bit of what the halach is. So Rashi says, I'll read it inside. La'achar achila u'birchas hamazin, after the meal, and even after benching, hayu regilim lahavi kisnin. The minig was that people would eat kisnin. What are kisnin? Says Rashi. They're kloyos. These are grains that are toasted. And the reason people ate these toasted grains was l'fisha yofim l'leif. It's good for the heart. Kabrinim ba'alma tzegmar n'irvin daf chavtes on the base. Hani kisni demailu l'liba. Umviyam imam pas. But they didn't just eat the toasted grains on its own. Rather, they would eat it together with bread. Hence, pas haba'a b'kisnin. Passes the bread, it's not the kisnin. It was eaten together with the kisnin. What are the kisnin? The kloyos. These are these toasted grains. Now, this bread wasn't ordinary bread. Rather, it was niloisha in tavlin. It was kneaded together with different spices. Rashi gives a French word for what these spices were. They had interesting shapes. Then people would eat a little bit of the bread. And being that this bread was very diluted, meaning there were a lot of ingredients inside of it, there were a lot of spices, there were a lot of nuts, and you ate so little of it, the halacha is, you didn't have to make a regular bracha achroina. Now, of course, you have to make a bracha achroina, but you didn't have to make the alamichya, similar to the halacha of bread that's made from oiriz, rice, and doichim, millet, darmina, and pirkin, we saw earlier in the parak, bottom line is, it's a little bit confusing, but Rashi says that after the meal, the minute was, people would eat a little dessert, so we eat dessert before we bench. This was after benching, this was another dessert, it was done more for health purposes. The ikar reason for this was, is people wanted to eat these toasted oats or these toasted grains because it was considered healthy. It was yofel aleif. They would eat it together with bread. The bread that they ate had a lot of different ingredients in it, so it wasn't your prototypical bread. They ate very little of the bread. It was diluted because the ikka, what they were trying to eat, were these kloyos, plus the bread in and of itself had nuts and different spices in it. There was so little bread that Chazal said that even though you're going to make a bracha rishoyna, but the bracha achroyna won't even have to be a me'ein sholosh, but rather a v'loy klum. What does v'loy klum mean in parakeets and mavarchin? You'd be able to make a bayri nefashah. So really, there's a lot of chidushim over here. The first chidush is that if there's bread, then why are you making a bayri mina mezoinus? Another chidush is if it's bread, why aren't you making a moitzi, or at the very least an alamichya? Instead, you're making a bayri nefashah. So again, to understand pasuk b'kisa, we'll have to wait a little more to the end of that. But for now, the Gemara returns to the primary subject, which was that you're eating a meal, and during the meal they bring fruit, so you're supposed to make a bracha rishon on the fruit. Machlokes Amiram was, do you make a bracha achrayna? Rav Nachman said you don't make a bracha achrayna because even though the bracha rishon you have to make, the hamoitza doesn't work for the bracha rishon, but the berachas hamazon works for the bracha achrayna. Whereas Rav Sheshe said tuna bracha bein lofneim bein lachareim. So the Gemara says, "Oplikid Rav Chiyah." Rav Chiyah said, "Pas biteres kol minei Michael v'yayin poyta kol minei mashkin." No, pas works for everything. Everything means everything. Oh, and by the way, there's another halacha that not everybody knows. And that is that wine patters all mashkin as well. So just like you make a hamoitzi, you're not going to make a mezoinus now on food that you're going to eat. The same is true regarding mashka. If you make a beri pri agafen on wine, and then afterwards you want to have a cup of coffee, so you don't make a shahakal on the coffee. I mean, you have to read the fine print of this halacha. But high level, that's the halacha. Pas is the ikar food. It's poiter kol minei meichel. Yayin is the most chashiv of all mashka. It's poiter kol minei mashka. Rapapa said, what's the halacha? Hilchas varma ba machmas asud b'tichasudo. Anything that a person eats during the meal, and it's part of the meal, ain tun and bracha loy lefnei v'loy l'achre, then you make a hamoitzi, you can have a brichas hamazin, you don't have to make any other brachas on any of the other foods. Shaloy machmas asuda b'teich asuda, if somebody's eating a meal, and during the meal they bring food that's considered shaloy machmas asuda, like the fruit, so tun and bracha lefnei, you'd have to make a bracha before you eat it, v'ain tun and bracha l'achre, you don't have to make a bracha after you eat it. L'achre asuda, if they bring food after the meal, then it doesn't matter what the food is. Tun and bracha, you have to make a bracha bein lefneim ubein lacharei. Once you finish the meal, meaning you finish benching, and now they bring out food, so you don't say, "Oh, it's still part of the previous suda, and I already benched on the previous suda." Yeah, but you already benched on the previous suda. That's the point. So once you bench, at this point, you'd have to make a bracha rishayna. You'd have to make a bracha achrayna. Shalu is ben zoyma. They asked ben zoyma. Neima amru. Why is it that dvarim haba machmas asuda b'teich asuda eino tun and bracha loy lefneim v'loy lacharei? They ask Ben Zayim this very basic question. You sit down to eat a meal, you wash, you don't have to make any other brachas. Anything that's bum machmas asuda is going to be niftar with the bracha that you made on the bread. So they asked Ben Zayim why. So he told them, Hayolu pas poitrusan, because the bread is the ikar of the suda, and it's the most chashiv food that you're eating, and there's an idea that if you make a bracha on the most chashiv food, when it's pas, you don't have to make a bracha on anything else. So Yochi, they asked him, Yayin nami niftere pas. So why does the pas not work for the wine? So he told him, Shani yayin de goyrim bracha latzmi. Wine is different. Because wine is goyrim bracha latzmi. Says Rashi, Bekama mekoymois huba, umivarchin olav, va'afa pishalai hayu tzrichem lishtiyasai. Wine is chashim. Why? Pasha, you'd say, I don't wine is chashim, because wine is chashim. Rashi gives an interesting reason why wine is chashim. Because you find very often where a person has no interest in drinking wine, but he drinks wine anyways, and he makes a bayir pri agafen. It's so chashiv that there are times that you drink it, even though you weren't looking to drink it. That somehow is the barometer that makes it chashiv. Rashi earlier on Daf Mem Amid Beis a blot ago, quoted this Gemara and gave a few examples of it. Kiddush, Havdalah, Brichas Chasanim. So there are times where you're not necessarily, Matzah Shabbos, the first thing you want to do is not necessarily drink a cup of wine. Friday night, maybe, but not Matzah Shabbos often. But why do you do it? You do it anyways, because that's the halacha. So wine is Goyrim Bracha La'atzmai. And being that it's Goyrim Bracha La'atzmai, that's why you have this halacha. Rav Huna, Ochal Tlesa Rifti Bnei Tlasa Tlasa V'Kaba. Rav Huna once ate 13 breads, three of which were the size of a kav. V'loy Baruch, and he didn't bench afterwards. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman told him, you ate so much bread, how did you not bench? Odi Kafna, you're eating like someone that's very, very hungry. You certainly should have benched. Elo kol shachem koyven olav su, that's Aruch Levaruch. He told him, you eat this much, you're going to have to bench. Now, if you eat bread, you have to bench. Eat a kezayis, you have to bench. Mid Rabbanon, mid Eraisa v'chalta v'savata. So what does it mean? Rav Huna ate all this bread and he didn't bench. So says Rashi, it wasn't ordinary bread. It was pas habav bekisne. And again, pasa baba kisnin is not ordinary bread. But at the same time, you see from this Gemara, Amalei Rav Nachman, or Rav Nachman tell him that if you eat so much pasa baba kisnin that it's acherim koivan olav suda, people are keveya suda on this level of pasa baba kisnin, this amount, then the halach is you'd have to bench. This is another clue regarding the laws of pasa baba kisnin. Rav Yehuda hava asakle the brei be Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. Rav Yehuda was once mishadach together with Rav Yehuda bar Chaviva. So their children got married, they were mechatonim. I saw the kamei pasa baba kisnin. So they got together and they sat down, they drank l'chaim, and they brought them some pasa baba kisnin. He also, where Rav Yehuda came, shaminu to come avarchi amoitzi. He saw that the oil washed for pasa baba kissin, Amalahu, so he said, my tzitzi the kashamana. Tzitzi, hamoitzi, hamoitzi. What's the tzitzi? Doma, hamoitzi lachem and arts, kibbutz rachisu. Are you making the brach of hamoitzi? Amalahu, yeah. He said, yeah. The Tanya, we learned to the brides, Ramoina, Oime, Mishum Rabbi Huda, Pasa Baba Kissin, Varvan Allah, hamoitzi. Then on Pasa Baba Kissin, he's supposed to make hamoitzi. But Amra Shmuel and Shmuel said, Allah, Kramoina, we're following Shmuel. Amalahu, so Rabbi Huda told him, Ain Allah, Kramoina, Yitna. No, you have it all wrong. It's not how Shmuel didn't say it. Shmuel was Rabbi Huda's Rabbi. So he told him, I know this from my Rabbi. He says, trust me, Ramoina didn't say the halach is that you make hamoitzi on Pasa Baba Kissin. You know what he said was, you don't make hamoitzi on pasa baba kisin. But they said, didn't you say in the name of Shmuel lachmonios, which was a certain type of pasa baba kisin ma'arvim behen? You could use it for uvechatzeros umavarchalem hamoitzi, and you do make a hamoitzi. So he told him, no, shani hasam lachmonios are different. The kava suda sralayu, because although it's pasa baba kisin, people are kevei suda on lachmonios. So even though technically the bracha should be a mizoinos, but being that people are kevei suda, it's like what Rav Nachman told Rav Huna when he ate 13 breads. 13 breads is a kevei suda. So over there, ready, the halach is, you would make aval hecha doloi kova suda salayu. But if you're not kevei suda, loy, the halach is a Rav Papa, ikla lebe Rav Huna, breder Rav Nas. Rav Papa was once in the house of Rav Huna, breder Rav Nas, basa, gomba suda sayu. After they finished eating, aizul kamay, midul mechal, they brought more food. Shaka Rav Papa, so Rav Papa took the food, v'kachal, and he ate it. Amri le. So they told Rav Papa, le saval amar, do you not agree with the following halacha? Gomar, once a person finishes eating his meal, asam lilacha, you're not allowed to eat again. You have to bench. Meaning, once you eat, you're masiach das in your mind from continuing to eat. So you can't just continue your meal. Once it's a hesach das, at that point you have to bench. You have to start all over again. So, Bechura, how could you eat? They had finished eating. Amalusi, he told him, Silek Itmar. I have a different version of this halacha. Meaning, it's true, there is an idea that at some point, if you finish eating, and now you want to continue eating, you'd have to make a new bracha. You'd have to bench first and start again. Rinse and repeat, literally. But at the same time, here, it's different, because my understanding is that that halacha is not true when a person merely finishes eating. It's when it's silek, they remove the food. Oh, they clean up the table, they remove the food. Now you want to continue eating. That's where that halacha is going to be true. Rava, or some say Rabba, v'Rabzera, iklahu lebei reish galusa. So one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas discussed Rabba and Rabzera, who sat down to eat together. It was on Purim, kam Rabba, shachta l'Rabzera. So this was less dramatic. Rabba and Rabzera, they were together in the house of the reish galusa, and they ate. Abasa de saliku, takami kamayu. After they removed the table, so in the olden days, they would physically remove the table, right? The tables were portable. So if they sat down to eat, they removed. They didn't just take the food, they didn't just clean it up. The table was removed. The meal was over. So after the meal was over, shadru they risked another bei reish galusa. The reish galusa sent like a nice delicacy, a nice dessert. Rava achal,
or Rabba Ochel. Rab Zera lo yachal. Rab Zera didn't eat it. Amale. So Rab Zera told Rabba, Lishavel Amar, don't you hold this halacha of Silek Asim Milech? How are you eating? Silek. This is already Silek. This isn't just where you finished eating. Here, they didn't just remove the food, they removed the table. At this point, how could you eat? You for sure have to make another bracha. Amalei, so Rabbi told him an important halacha. I agree with this halacha. I mean, there's an idea that once they take the food away, they remove the table. So there is such a concept that at that point, there is such a concept that the meal is considered over. But that's only true if you're in your house. You're on your own turf. You're the balabayas, so you decide when the meal ends. But if you're a guest in somebody else's house, you don't really have much of a vote as far as when the meal is going to end. So in your mind, whatever the balabayas serves me, whatever develops, that's what's going to be. So he said, we're guests over here. So in my mind, the meal's not over until they tell me it's over. And just because they removed the table, how did I know that they weren't going to serve more food? Meaning, it's not considered hasachadas, and it's for that reason the halacha is, he told him that I don't have to make another bracha. Amar Rav, Rav said, even a bigger chiddush, harogel b'shemen, if somebody uses oil after he finishes eating, so we're going to see, the Gemara is going to say that we're familiar with Mayim Achroinim. Mayim Achroinim, the Makar, is learned out from a Pasuk. The same Pasuk that teaches us that a person is supposed to wash Mayim Achroinim before he benches also says that a person should use Shemen. Shemen is what? Is the primitive version of soap. Meaning you're supposed to really clean your hands good before you bench. Regardless, someone that does that, he's a ragel b'shemen, he uses shemen, shemen ma'akvi. The meal's not considered over until he uses shemen. When I was by Rav Hanu, he said, we use oil to clean our hands at the end of the meal. Mishcha ma'akfulon. Until we use the oil, the meal is not deemed to have been over. As it relates to these halachas of, if I want to continue eating, do I have to make another bracha? I don't have to make another bracha. Says the Gemara, v'les hilchas ha-kachal ha-nishmaitz. Stating that, the halacha is not like anything that we just said. So we had a whole discussion. When does the meal end? When you finish eating? When they remove the food? They remove the table? When you use the shemen? Says the Gemara, everything we just said is not la halacha. What is the halacha? Eloki hodo omar rabchia barashi omar Rav Chiya Barashi said in the name of Rav, Sholosh Tekifoy said, there are three things that are supposed to happen immediately. There's three halachos that involve the concept of tekef. What does tekef mean? Tekef amiyad. Immediate. Tekef l'smicha shchita. The first one's a kachim halacha. And that is tekef l'smicha, right after smicha was done with a carbon. So the owner of the carbon had to do smicha. He had to lean with all his might on top of the carbon that he was bringing. Immediately after the smicha, the shechita had to be done. Meaning it was important that they happen in close proximity to each other. Tekef l'geula tefila. The halacha being soimek geula tefila. So immediately after geula, there's a halacha of tefila. And finally, tekef l'netilas yadayim bracha, right after mayim achroinim, a person is supposed to bench. So there is a concept of tekef. Tekef l'netilas yadayim, tekef l'mayim achroinim bracha. That's the concept of what tekef means, but other meaning. So this is a sensitivity. Right after mayim achroinim, you can't eat. Now there's a halacha of tekef l'mayim achroinim bracha. Well, other than that, it's not of Amr Abaye. Abaye said, af onu noimer. We're going to add something to that list. And that is tekef l'talmidei chachamim bracha. That tekef of a person has a Talmud Chacham in his house. Look, Rashi. Hamakriva Yelov. Someone that brings a Talmud Chacham close to him. Uma'archa bebeisai. And he hosts him in his house. Immediately there's going to be bracha. Shenemar. Vayivarcheni Hashem biglolecha. Lovin told this to Yaakov. That Yaakov, since you came and you entered the family business, business has been booming, right? He said that Vayivarcheni Hashem biglolecha. Tekef. It happened immediately. Iboy is saying, Mehocha Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayivarech Hashem es Beis HaMitzri biglal Yosef. Yosef was sold eventually to Poitifar, Ishes Poitifar. And when Yosef came into the house, the Pasuk says, Vayi Birchas Hashem b'chol ha-she yeshloi b'bayis u'basada. It was because Poitifar was now hosting Yosef in his house. There was bracha. We'll talk more about this at the end of the daf. Zok de Mishnah Vayter. Perach ala yayin l'chnei ha-mazoin. So apparently, in the olden days, before the meal started, people would drink a glass of wine. So even before they wash, similar to what we do when we make Kiddush. So before the meal started, literally, before the meal started, there was a glass of wine. There was another glass of wine that people would drink after the meal ended. So there was a lot of wine. There was wine before the meal. There was wine sometimes during the meal. That's obvious. And then after the meal, before benching, there was another glass of wine. So how does this impact halacha? Berech al yayin shelifnei hamazlin. If someone made a ber pri agafen before he washed, poter es hayayin shelachar hamazlin. He doesn't have to make another ber pri agafen when they bring the wine out. Which wine? Says Rashi, the wine that they're going to eat after the meal, before berachas hamazlin. The ber pri agafen that you made before the meal is going to work for that as well. Meaning, the hamotzi lechem in aretz we saw already doesn't work for yayin. Because yayin is choshev, it's going bracha la'atzmai. The question is, what about the bayri pri agafen itself that you already made, albeit before the meal? That's the chiddush, that even though you made the bayri pri agafen before the meal, beruch ala yayin shalifnei hamazon, pater sa yayin shalach ramazon. Same is true for different appetizers. Baruch ala parperish shalifnei hamazon. Somebody ate an appetizer before the meal, pater sa parperish shalach ramazon. So after the meal, it's not an appetizer anymore, but same difference. The point is, there was a certain lighter food that they would eat before the meal. Sometimes they would eat the same food after the meal. After the meal, meaning after you finished eating, before you bench. Says Rashi that even though that parperes technically should require its own bracha, it's considered shaloi machmas asuda b'toich asuda, like the tainim and the anoven that we saw at the beginning of the daf. But if you already made a bracha on it before the meal, then you don't have to make a bracha at it again at the end of the meal. Berech ala pas, if someone makes a bracha on bread, potter sa parperes. Ala parperes, loi potter sa pas. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. B'shamu yoyimim, af loi ma'is together. Hoi yoyish v'nam. Let's say a bunch of people were sitting together. Kolecha mevarech la'atzmai. Every person has to make his own bracha. Meaning, if a group of people are sitting together, and now you have to make a bracha sanenet, could one person be moitzi everybody else? So if everyone's merely sitting together, the answer is no. Hey, sevo, if they're behesevo, echad mevarech l'kulon, then one person could make a bracha for everybody else. This halacha ties into standing during Kiddush, sitting during Kiddush, standing during Abdullah, sitting during Abdullah. Maybe we'll get into this tomorrow. But if everyone is in a kvios together, they're all behesseba, so then you have the halacha, one could be might see everybody else. But if they're merely sitting and not behesseba, so they're not so much together. In the olden days, they used to be behesseba, so they're not so much together. So there's no halacha that one person can be might see everybody else. What about wine that's brought during the meal? So the halacha is, kol echod ve'echod mevarech la'atzmai. Every person would make his own bracha, achar hamazon. What about the wine that was brought after the meal, before benching? Echad mevarech l'kulon, one person was might see everybody else. V'hu oimer alag mugmer. Additionally, we'll see about this in tomorrow's daf, when they would bring the besamim. So apparently, at the end of the meal, they would bring besamim, and everybody would make a boire yatze besamim, and they would make a geshmaka bracha that was considered beneficial at the end of a meal. So the person that was moitzi, the oilam, with the boire pri agafen, on the wine that was eaten after the meal, before benching, he was the one that would make the bracha on the besamim. Why is this a chiddush? The reason it's a chiddush is because the mugmer, the besamim, was brought after the meal. So it's true, this person made the hagafen, but the hagafen that he made was during the meal. So why is he now a miyuchis that he gets to make the atzei besamim, which was brought after the meal? That's the chiddush, says the Gemara. This halacha that we said, that if you make a boir pri hagafen on wine before the meal, and then they bring wine after the meal, after the food, before the bench, you don't have to make another bayir pri agafen on that wine. This is only true b'shabbosis v'yomim toivim. Why? Because on Shabbos v'yantiv, you know you're going to drink a lot of meal. You're going to drink a lot of wine. So the wine before you know you're drinking, and then the wine after the meal, there's going to be a lot of wine. So the assumption is that the bayir pri agafen that you made on the wine before the meal, you had in mind the wine that's going to be brought after the meal. And that's why you don't have to make another bracha on that wine. But let's say it's just a regular day, and you started your meal with a glass of wine. Then you wash, and then later they brought wine at the end of the meal. You have to make a bracha. And not just that, I'll call kois for kois. On every glass that's brought, you have, because the assumption is every glass they bring is your last glass. So if you have another one, you'd have to make another bracha. Itmanami Amir Rabba Bar Mori Amir Rav Shua Balevi Loi Shonar L'Shabbos V'Yavim Toivim V'Shal Shadmi Yoytzi Mi Beis HaMerchitz V'Shas HaKos HaSadam. Or when a person leaves a Beis HaMerchitz, that was the time that people would commonly drink wine. Or when a person bloodlets, Hoyel V'Odim Kevei Sudas Aliyah, because those were times that people drank a lot of wine. Abba B'Shayim Yoyz HaShana Mevorech Al Kol Kois V'Kois. The assumption is you're not drinking a lot of wine. So even though you made a Bayer Pri Agafen, you didn't really have in mind this, and that's why you'd have to make another bracha. Rabba Bar Mori Ikla Lebei Rava Bichol. Rabbi Bar Mari was once by Rava. Chazvi the Baruch. He saw that Rava made a bracha on wine. This is during the week. Rava, wine. Lifnei hamazoi. Vahada Baruch l'achar hamazoi. But this is interesting. Then he made another bracha after the meal. Amalei. So he told him, Yashar. You're doing what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, that you're making another bracha. What do you mean? You just made a bracha before the meal. No, but this is b'maisachol. B'maisachol, you're not going to drink that much wine. And as a result, right, Rava drank wine the whole Erev Pesach. Okay, but that was Erev Pesach with a cheshbon. This is just a regular Tuesday. So you're not going to drink that much wine. So even though Rava did drink wine before the meal, but if he was going to drink wine again after the meal, he was going to have to make another bracha. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef ikla lebei abaya. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef was by abaya. So Rabbi Bamari was by Rava. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef was by abaya. Literally, every time you have Rava, you have abaya. Beyond it. But this was not during the week. This was Yontif. Chazi the Baruch called Kasa v'Kasa. And on Yontif, abaya was making a bracha on every kais. Amalei. So he told him, don't you hold Rabbi Shua ben Levi that on Yontif, for sure, I mean, it's really the Mishnah, that on Yontif, when you make the bracha before the meal, you don't have to make another bracha after the meal. It's only on B'mayis HaChayel that you have to. Amalei, so he told him, Nim Lachana, I'm different. Meaning, even on Shabbos and Yontif, I don't drink a lot of wine. So in my mind, I'm not going to have, even though I know that's on the menu and people are going to be drinking wine, Lachar Asuda. But Abaya said, I'm different, and being that I'm different, for me, I would have to make another bracha. Now, as it relates to Abaya and wine, so you've spoken about that in the past, there's an interesting Gemara in Masechtas Ksuvos, there's no time for it this morning. So we were discussing the Beirei Pri Hagafen on wine, Shalifnei Hamsuda, and the Beirei Pri Hagafen on wine, Shalat Achra Asuda. What about wine that was brought during the meal? What's the question? The question is, Ma'u sheyifter es hayayin shal achra amasi. So again, pas doesn't pater yayin. So if you make a moitzi lachem in aris, they bring wine during the meal, you're going to have to make a Beirei Pri Hagafen on the wine that they bring during the meal. The question is, does that Beirei Pri Hagafen work for wine that you're going to eat lachra asuda or not? The yayin shalifnei hamazoin, that works. Rabbi Shua ben Levi qualified it, that it only works on Shabbos V'yantif. It doesn't work. For someone like Abaya, it didn't even work for Shabbos V'yantif. But the question is something else. The question is now, what about the yayin that was brought b'toich ha-mazoin? Does it part of the yayin shalach ha-mazoin or not? What was the question? It's true that Allah is that the yayin lifnei ha-mazoin works for the yayin shalach ha-mazoin. That's mishum the zelish, the zelish. Both wines are coming to serve the same purpose, and that is enjoying a good glass of wine. Aval hocha dezelishtois. Vizelishrois. But here the two wines were serving a different purpose. Because the wine that people would drink during the meal wasn't so much to enjoy the wine. It was to help settle the food better. And as a result, maybe here the halacha is different. Maybe being that the wines are serving a different function, so maybe there the halacha is different. Or perhaps, loishna, or maybe it's not different. That was the question. Rav Oma says the Gemara, poiter. Rav Kana said, enoi poiter. Rav Nachman Oma, poiter. Rav Zeshaz Oma, enoi poiter. Rav Huna, v'Rav Yehuda, v'chol tamida de Rav Amri, enoi poiter. Either way, it was a big time machloikis amiram. Eis ve'rov, the Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman the following question. So what did Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman was one of the ones that said that the yayin, shebetoich hamazin, is poiter the yayin shalach ramazin. So he asked him from the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Bolam yayin b'teich hamazon kol echad echem uvarach la'atzmoi. And then it said, la'achar hamazon echem uvarach la'kulam. Right? So the wine that was brought during the meal, everybody would make their own bracha. The wine that was brought after the meal, one person would make a bracha for everybody else. It's the same meal. So they brought wine during the meal. Everybody made a bracha. Now they brought wine after the meal, and one person, why is that one person making a bracha? I thought the wine during the meal, pater's that. Amalei, so he told him, hachi kamar, im loy bo lehem yayin b'toich ha-mozoin, elo la'achar ha-mozoin. So the halach is echem avarech l'kula. No, the way you read the Mishnah, it's not one meaning. During this meal, if they brought wine b'toich ha-mozoin, everybody makes their own bracha. If they didn't bring wine b'toich ha-mozoin, and they did bring wine la'achar ha-mozoin, so now someone's going to have to make a bracha. So rather than everybody make a bracha, here the halacha is one person makes the bracha exhale. So we have some time to speak out a few ha'aris. Number one, pas haba b'kisna. So there's some gemaras in Shas where the gemara itself is very straightforward, meaning it's not that complicated. But you go through the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Paiskim, it gets rather complicated. Pas haba b'kisna is like that. The Gemara said, pass up a kistin, you make a bairi mina mezoinus, you make an ala michya. Sometimes Rashi in the beginning of the Gemara said that on a pass up a kistin, maybe you wouldn't even make an ala michya. Maybe you'd make a bairi nefashas. Another thing we saw in the Gemara is that pass habab kistin, if you're keveya suda on it, or you eat a shear that people would ordinarily
b'kaveh esudo, then the halach is it gets treated like ordinary bread. So what exactly is pasal bava pitkistan? So we started the Gemara, we mentioned Rashi's pshat, but the truth is, we're going to skip the Rishonim, we're going to skip the Achronim, we're going to go right to the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Betzias HaPas, it's an Orachayim, it's in Kuf Samaches, Sif Katan Zayin, brings three shittos as to what exactly Pasa Baba Kistan is, and as we'll see, all three shittos are very important lehalacha. Says the Mechaber, Pas HaBaba Kisim. Yesh Mefarshim, some people say, it's pas, it's bread. Sha'asui kemin kisim. That's made like pockets. So kisnin is Miloshin kiss. That's a pocket. Shememalin oisam dvash oisukar. So they would make regular dough, flour, water, but they would shape it like a pocket, and they would fill up the pocket with honey, sugar, egoizim, shkedin, vetavlin, vehein hanikra'im, something. And either way, that's what pasa baba kistan is. So it's like a strudel. It's a calzone. It's something that it's bread. For sure, the outside of it is bread. But it's shaped like a pocket, and they would fill up the pocket with these different things. That's what pasa baba kistan is. The Eishayim, some say, Shehi Isa, it's a dough that doesn't just have flour and water, but rather she'iriv badvash, honey, a shemen, a cholov, a minei tavlin vafa, and you baked it. Meaning, it's not shaped like a pocket. You don't have to have nuts inside of it. It's bread. But rather than just kneading it with water, you added different spices to it, or you added made peros to it. Says the Mechaber, according to that shita, v'hu sheyia tam taruvois hamea peros ayatavlo nikubi isa. That shita, who holds that's pasa baba kistan, has one very important qualification, and that is that you would have to taste these other ingredients. If you don't taste these other ingredients, it wouldn't be considered pasa baba kistan. The yesh mefarshim, and then the Shulchan Aruch says the third pshat, shu pas, it's bread. Bein mituveles, bein shein mituveles. It could be spice, it doesn't have to be spice. I mean, it could be regular bread. But sha'oisin oisam ke'evim yaveshim. They're made like crackers. They're very hard. The koisis and oisam. The hena nekroim. Something. Says the Shulchan Aruch. So we have three pshatim in what pasa baba kistan is. The halacha kedivrei kula. The halacha is like all three. Shalachol elu advarim. Noisam lehem dinim shalmarnu. The pasa baba kistan. The laws of pasa baba kistan apply. So we have three definitions, says the Shulchan Aruch. After compiling all the shittas in the Rishonim, what exactly pasa baba kistan is. One pshat is, you have bread, you shape it like a pocket, and you stuff the pocket with something. The other pshat is, it's regular bread, but whereas instead of having dough and water, flour and water, you add different spices, you have meperes, apple juice, something of that nature, and you can taste it. It's nicker, the taste of these meperes, of these other spices, the sugar or whatever, that would be considered possible baba kistan. And then the third shot is it's bread. It's regular. The ingredients are regular bread. However, it's thick, it's hard, or very thin, actually. So that, for something like a cracker, that would be possible baba kistan. So just to understand this a little bit better, Rav and Shmuel said, Kol shehu mechamesha saminim, mevarchan ala boir minim ezoinis. Kol she yesh boi mechamesha saminim, mevarchan ala boir minim ezoinis. At the same time, there's something called bread. Pass, you make hamotzi lachem in aretz. Not everything that's made from the chameshes minei dogon, what I'm saying is obvious, is bread, obviously. There's the kol shehu mechameshes aminim, the kol sheyesh by mechameshes aminim, where you make a boir minim ezoinus. And then there's something called bread. On bread, you make hamotzi lachem in aretz. What makes something bread? It's not the ingredients, because kol shehu mechameshes aminim, kol sheyesh by mechameshes aminim, you make a boir minim ezoinus. So what's the difference between a cracker and a piece of bread? Meaning, what makes something bread from a halachic standpoint that all of a sudden now, if it gets a mitzvah lechem in aretz, and you make a birchas hamazon? The short answer is, there's something called bread. I don't know, ask somebody, what is bread? The Gemara said that it has to have a turisa denahama. It has to have a turisa pas. Meaning, if something is what we know as bread, and it looks like bread, it has a turisa pas, then you make a mitzvah lechem in aretz. It's not the ingredients as much as it is it bread or is it not bread? I don't know, how do you define bread? Ask somebody. Does it look like bread? It has to have a turisa denahama. That the Gemara already said. So if something is called bread and it has a turisa denahama, so now already it's considered bread lahalacha, and even though it's kol shehu, kol sheyesh, by where it should be, by minim ezlinus, this is where it gets operated. Tamaytz lachmanarz. Pas haba bekisnin is bread. Meaning it has a turisa denahama. You have to start with that premise. Because if it didn't have a turisa denahama, then it would be like pasta. Then you'd make a boi rabbi. You're starting with the premise that it is bread.
Stating that, whereas ordinary bread, doesn't matter how much or how little, you're always going to make a moitzi lechem in aretz, and you're always going to bench. When it comes to pasta, baba kistin, for some reason it's different. It's not different because it's not bread. If it wasn't bread, then we're not having this conversation. It's not bread. It's Boira Mina Mezoinet. It's Rav and Shmuel. Kyufta de Rav and Shmuel. Not Kyufta de Rav and Shmuel. Then it's very much that sugi in the beginning of Barakates and Mavarchet. Pas HaBaba Kistin is bread. Emphasis on pas. It is 100% bread. Which means it meets all the criteria of pas. It has to be. Because otherwise there'd be no havamin in the world. You should make a moitzi. There'd be no hav in the world. You should bench. The Teretz is. It has a Teresa de Nahama. It is pas. So what's the difference then? The difference is that bread is choshev because people are keveya suda on bread. This is bread that people, the mitzias, were not keveya suda on. That's the reality. And being that people were not keveya suda on and people ate it b'derech haroi, so the Chachamim said, this is different. Even though it's bread, but the chashivas of bread is related to the fact that it's something that's miyuchet v'achilas kfar. This is not something people are keveya suda on. So people are not keveya suda on, it's over here that Allah is giving him zaynas. Oh, what happens if I am keveya suda? Or if I eat it in a way that people are keveya suda? Oh, then it's bread. Oh, it's bread. You make a moitzi lach. It's not a chiddish that pass up a kisne where you're keveya suda. It's a moitzi. You're not upgrading the pass up a kisne. You're reinstating it. It's bread. Nor vos. What it lacks is the fact that people eat it b'derech haroi. Oh, if you're not eating it b'derech haroi, you're now being kaveh yasuda on it. So now the halacha is, of course, you're going to make a moitzi lechem in aretz, and you're going to end up benching. But that's why the shaila is in halacha. What happens b'diavad if you make a moitzi on pasta baba kisin? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this. Is a chayodom. Could be b'diavad would be okay. Could use pasta baba kisin b'diavad for lechem mishnah. Meaning it's really bread. It's bechetza bread. It's just that being that people eat it, but derech haroi, the Chachamim said, mezoinis, when you now are kevei yisuda on it, now it becomes a hamaytzi lachem in arts. Now the Shulchan Aruch says that what's the halacha? We brought three pshatim of what pasa baba kisnin is. So what's the bottom line? V'halacha kedivrei kulon. Shelochol elu advarim noislem dinim shomarnu b'pasa baba kisnin. Halacha is like all three. And there's a big shaila in the poskim. What does it mean, halacha kedivrei kulon? Does it mean that we're just not sure which one is pasa baba kisnin? So therefore, l'chumra, halacha k'divrei kulon, or safik brachas l'hakel, halacha k'divrei kulon, just work out the dine sveikas as they relate to brachas, or is halacha k'divrei kulon b'teiras v'adai? But this is the shaila. The shaila in the poskim, the halacha discusses this at length. Brings her up Kiva Eger, and all the G'dayli Achreinim discuss it. What did the Shulchan Aruch mean when it said halacha k'divrei kulon? Is it because we're not sure? So the way we're our noyeg, misafik, is halacha k'divrei kulon, or is the halacha k'divrei kulon, because this is really what the halacha is. So just one halacha related to this, and then we'll move on to the next topic. And that is, the halacha is that if you're eating a meal, at the end of the meal they bring dessert. So what's that? We just learned the Gemara this morning. They bring teinu v'anavim, if it's shloim machmas asud, if it's parperis, whatever. So the halacha is you're going to have to make another bracha. Why? Because the hamaytzi lechem in aretz works for the ikar of the suda, it doesn't work for the kinuach. It doesn't work for the dessert. There's one exception to the rule. What's the exception? Cake. A mezoinus. If they bring a mezoinus at the end of the meal, say they bring a piece of cake. So then the halacha is, you don't make a bar mina mezoinus. Why not? What's the difference? Pashat halacha. So if you bring fruit, you're sitting there eating dessert. Fruit, you'd make a bar priya. It's chocolate, you'd make a shakal nia bedvare. Wine, you're going to make a bar priya gofer. If they bring cake, you're not going to make a bar mina mezoinus. So what's the vart? What's the difference? If it's dessert, and it's not the ikka part of the suda, so why does it matter if I choose the healthier dessert option or the less healthy dessert option? At the end of the day, right now, I'm eating dessert. So the birchas ha-moiti shetapatin says the bir halacha. You want to know what the pshat is? The pshat is because cake is true. You make a mezoinis, but it's not pasta. Really, there's flour in it. It's made with dough. So if that's the case, it should be pas. Norvas, it's pasabah bekisnin. And because it's pasabah bekisnin, that's why we make a bayim in the mezainis. But the truth is, we don't really know what pasabah bekisnin is. Is this really pasabah bekisnin? Is cake pasabah bekisnin? Maybe a cracker is pasabah bekisnin. Maybe pasabah bekisnin is only when it has a pocket, like an apple strudel. But maybe this is not even pasabah bekisnin, it's a safik. Why do we always make a mezoinis? In the world of Suffolk, Suffolk brachas lahakel says, you don't make a moitzi and bench, when it's time, don't stop making all these brachas. You take the easier route. You make a bayir mina mezoinis. But over here, me Suffolk, you know what I have to be concerned with? Maybe it's bread. If it's bread, what's the bracha? Hamoitzi. If it's hamoitzi, for sure don't make another bracha. If they bring dessert, that's hamoitzi. You're not going to make another hamoitzi. Because the whole halacha of dvarim, habayim, betoy chasuda, shaloi machmas hasuda, you have to make another bracha. That's if it's a food that has a different bracha. But if it's food that has the same bracha as the bread, avad, you're not going to make another amoitzi. So be suffix, your piece of cake might have a dinner, make me an amoitzi. So ordinarily, suffix brachas hakol says mezoinis. But here, suffix brachas hakol says amoitzi. Because on the tzad, it's amoitzi, you're not going to make a bracha. On the tzad, it's mezoinis, you are going to have to make a bracha. So what's the halacha? Suffix brachas hakol. So I'll just give you an example. Let's say these, just one example, a Rice Krispie treat, you know, one of those desserts. So the Rice Krispies are made from, it's a barimina mezoinis, but it's made from rice. So being that it's made from rice, it's for sure not pasta baba kisses. Then of course you make a bari bina mezoinis, peanut juice. A value make a bari bina mezoinis. Because it's not a din in mezoinis versus hamoitzi, it's mefurish shabir alocha. It's based on the fact that it's pasta baba kisses. And it could be it's a hamoitzi. And being that it could be it's a hamoitzi, sofik brachas lahokka, which ordinarily would tell me, don't make a hamoitzi and a tila sedayim a brachas hamozin. Don't make six brachas. Just make a bari mina mezoinis. Over here, suffix brachas hakol is going to tell me not to make a bracha at all. But if it's something that's for sure a mezoinis, it's not pasul baba kisnin, then there's no shaila. That's the first aura. The second aura is the Gemara in its conversation and its discussion with these different brachas, pasul baba kisnin. So the Gemara told a short story. The Gemara said, Rabbi Yehuda, have a osikle lebre be Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva. Rabbi Yehuda did a shidduch with Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva. They were mechotanim, and at the lechayim, at the vart, they brought pasul baba kisnin, and the oilim started making hamoitzis. Rabbi Yehuda walked in, and he said, "My tzitzi, the kashamana, tzitzi, tzitzi, what are they making hamoitzi? What's going on? I heard from my Rebbe Shmuel that you don't make a hamoitzi on pasul baba kisnin." In the shailos etshuv is heshev Moshe. He asks a kasha from this gemara on the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So we're all familiar with the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Yehuda HaChassid, the author of the Sefer Chassidim, he left the tzava over for his children. And this tzava was marish olamos. It took the world by storm, literally. And there's certain things that are mentioned in tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. And a lot of what's in Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, people take on a big chunk of the tzava Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that deals with different things that people should be sensitive to when they get married. So, for example, everybody knows Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wrote in his tzava that a shver and a son-in-law shouldn't have the same name, and that a shviger and a daughter-in-law shouldn't have the same name. That we're all familiar with. You have to keep it. You don't have to keep it. But there's something else that's in the tzava Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid everybody knows. Number 24 in the count of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid's things that he listed in his tzava. Shnei bnei adam sheshmoiseim shavim. If you have two mechotanim, two people that have the same name, lo yizdafku yachad biyaldeim, they shouldn't do a shidduch together. And the Heshiv Moshe asks, how does it stand with this Gemara? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda have a osikle lebrebe Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva. Ooh. Rabbi Yehuda was meshadich with Rabbi Yehuda. So he said, Lachura, this goes connected, I'm a furisha. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid said that two mechotanim shouldn't have the same name. So the truth is that on the topic of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, you have to mention a well-known tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. So in the pantheon of tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, this ranks as one of the most famous, and this is a very important tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. He said as follows, it's in Eben Ezer, Madura Tinyana, Simenayin Tes. So one of the Talmudim Noida B'Yehuda sent his Rebbe Yeshayla, said that one of his family members is being read a shidduch. Then there's this unbelievable, wonderful Edom, he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but the Zalbanum of Edeshver, and he wanted to know, he sent the Shaila to Rabbi Cheskel Landa, the Noi Debut, the Gadol Adar. He said, what should I do? So he writes to him like this, Ahuvi Talmidei. We're going to go through this a little bit. Lulei Havascha, we're not for the fact that I love you so much. Ein Darki Lahashi Bin Yonim Ke'elu. I would never answer a question like this. Dvarim She'ein Lehem Shoyrish B'Talmudu B'Poyskim. Something that has no Makar in Gemara or in Poyskim. Ach, Goydel Havascha Hitzieni Chutz L'Gidri. I'm doing something, I'm going out of my comfort zone. Why? Because I love you so much. Da, Talmidei HaChaviv. V'yiu Dvarim Halolu Chukukim Aluach Libecha L'Zikar. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. And never forget this. Haklal hagodol she'ein l'chol hachachomim she'achar ha'talmud rishus loy medover neged ha'talmud. Nobody has a right to say anything that goes keneged the Gemara. V'ho'im medover listor kutzei shol yud midivrei ha'talmud. And if somebody says something that contradicts even a kutzei shol yud of something that's mentioned in the Gemara, lo yechoshe b'chal chachmei Yisrael. He's not counted amongst the chachmei Yisrael. V'omnom, however, kishanu moitzim echad mechachmei Yisrael hamuchzik b'toyre b'yir b'lisafik. But if we find someone that we know for sure was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, he was a tzaddik, shekosa b'sefer dover asleis livrei ha'talmud, and he says something that contradicts something in the Gemara, Hayavim Anu L'Mishkuni Nafshim L'Tarei Tzva. We have no choice, but we have to sit down, we have to learn this first Seder and figure out what's going on here. Because he can't contradict something that the Gemara says. Shalai Diba, and we have to come up with a pshat and say, either Shalai Diba Raklisha, he only meant it for his era, or maybe for a specific family. But the divrei talmud him alaklal, meaning there are always exceptions to the rule. So he could say, for my family, this is the way it should be. But otherwise not. And he says, you know, I found in Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, Savah things, shekimat asolanu l'shoyma, that are kimat not even mutter, forget about saying, can't even hear it. Ki hu oimer, for example, he says, a person should have married, it's not okay to marry your sister's daughter, your niece. Ube gemar yivam estaf samach beiz amru shu mitzvah. Hu oimer, he said, shlo yisa avu b'noi shnei achoyis, that a father and a son should have married two sisters. Rapapa ubnoi nasu shnei banish. Rapapa and a son married the two daughters of Abba Sira. It's gemar ksub estaf nun beiz. Hu oimer, he said, shlo yisu beiz achim shnei achoyis, that two brothers, the whole Yavamas, two brothers should have married two sisters. Ube gemar brach estaf mem dalet amin aleph. Coming up, Shmoinim zug achim kayhanim, nasu shmoinim zug achayis kayhanis. V'trei bantei de Rav Chizda had a nesiv, the Rami l'maruk bar chamin. Rav Chizda had two daughters. One was married to Rami bar chamin, the other was married to Rav Ukva bar chamin. Ukayayisav is ever tzavahi, and there's other examples in the tzavah. What are some of the other examples? This is probably one of them. The Tumah Chotanim says the Noida Behuda v'mhoya hachasid mitzavet zavu l'chol Yisrael. If he meant this zavah for everybody, hare hu soisa l'divrei Talmud v'hoya osa lonu l'kabel dvar of klal. It would be osa to listen to anything that in the zavah is. So what are you going to do? Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was a muchsik b'chassidus. Rabbi Yehuda ha-chassid, right? So what do you do? Said the Noida Behuda, you have to say al v'emesir darkoi ki hachasid l'zarei achar of tzivo. He wrote this for his family. L'doirei doirois that his descendants wouldn't have a tzlacha with these types of zivugim. He says, "Ha chada." This is the first thing I want to tell you. Then he goes on and he tells him that you don't have to worry anyways because you're a Talmud Chacham. And it's a nice truth, but we can't go through the whole thing. And then just at the very end, he says, this is the last line, the postscript to this famous truth is Noida Behuda. He says, "V'temehani al roiva oilam." He says, it's such a chiddush to me on the Welt. Shalosis bitam la'am ha'aretz who pasha that song. You know, if you have a daughter in Shidduchim and they read you a Shidduch and, you know, they're reading an Am Ha'aretz, that they have no issues. They ain't choshish lehimana. And nobody has a problem. For negative chazal, for that you're going to negative gemara, psachim emtes, that you're not allowed to marry your daughter off to an Am Ha'aretz. But l'hischatin em tzur b'rabbanon. But to get a choshev eidim, someone who's mamish a Talmud Chacham, shmoy k'shem heim, but he has the same middle name, like the mechutin, like the shven. That already is, they're asking me, Shailas says, I can't believe it. No one ever asked me a Shaila about Am Ha'aretz. Night to be Yehuda. These are the Shailas that cross my desk. He says, "V'leite hey Torah Shlema Shalano. Halavai unzer a Torah should be kitzava ba'alma. Halavai they would treat the Gemara of Pesachim like a will. Treat it like kitzava. And halavai v'lochem v'daiti yigmar chesan chashidah chazev v'yasim meisel v'shem shemayim." Because he told him, "Go ahead with the shidah." This is in Shulis Night to be Yehuda. It's an Evan Ezra Tinyana. It's Simon Ayin Tess. But this is a rebuttal to the tshuva. The rebuttal was written by Reb Chaim Tzanzer in Divrei Chaim. And this is in Divrei Chaim. It's in Evan Ezer, Chelek Aleph. It's Simin Ches. And he talks about it. Yeah, he was asked a question about the Tzavur Reb Yehuda HaChassid. So he says like this. He says that the truth is, I mean, at first glance, we have to understand because there are things in Reb Yehuda HaChassid's Tzava that are connected to Gemara, the Noida Behuda's Kasha. So he says, but you have to realize who Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was Kiyodua. Rabbeinu Yehuda Chassid hayu Rabbi shel Asmag v'Or Zarua. So he was the Rebbe of the Smag and the Or Zarua. Asher kol terasenu u'minhagenu be'eretz Ashkenaz v'tzorfas nimshachen acharim. Everything we do today has in some way traces itself back to Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. V'lochem bevadai yofasi chassam mitayrasay shalbonim acharim. We have to take it seriously, said the Divrei Chaim. We don't have a choice. V'shorele mori l'noyde b'Yehuda. Said Rabbi Chaim Sanza, the Ebeshna should forgive the Noyde b'Yehuda. She'hirchiv b'lishoynoi neged Rabbi Yehuda Chassid rabin shal goylas ariel eretz Ashkenaz v'tz But he says, but Maisner, he asked good questions. He said that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid went connected Gemaras. So has he ever right to go connected Gemaras? So he says like this, he says, I don't think it's a kash. He says, there's precedence for this. Because we know once upon a time there was something called Yibum. And then the Gemara says they stopped doing Yibum. Why did they stop doing Yibum? Because they saw that people weren't having the proper kavanas when they got married. So being that they weren't having the proper kavanas when they got married, so they said, now you can't do Yibum anymore. From now on, you're going to start doing Chalitza. Says Rav Chaim Sanzer, it could be, these Zivugim that Rav Yehuda Chosid said stay away from, that the Gemara said is okay, perhaps had they had the right kavanas when they got married, maybe there would have been no problem. Because Shomer Mitzvah Yehi Davarah. But and Mishum Hachiloi Nizruch Chachmei HaTalmud. Va'adar Rabbah Tzivul Yisoas Pasach Hoysoi. Like the Noida Yehuda said. However, V'hachosid, referring to Yehuda Chosid, Rosh Adoris Emuchum Adam Yafa. But he witnessed, he observed this, he read this Adoris. V'helo Lefi Goydol Chachmosoi Mashi Yukpad Ben Yonei Azibud. And he was worried. And he said, Enochinami if people had the right kavanas, Shomim Mitzvah Yehuda Davarah. But I'm concerned that people aren't going to have the right kavanas anymore. So if they're not going to have the right kavanas, so now we have a little bit of an issue. So he went ahead and he said that I think we have to clamp down on this and we have to say that this is something that's not okay. So he timed it back, did the Divrei Chaim to the Noida Yehuda. He says, number one, you can't be Mevatel Rabbi Yehuda Chosid like that. Now, Rabbi Yehuda was never Mevatel it. He just said that he believes Rabbi Yehuda Chosid only meant it for his family because he doesn't think anybody, not even Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, can go ahead and say so many things that go connected to Talmud. But the Divrei Chaim didn't take it that way. He understood, Sharolei Marila, Noida Yehuda. He said, the Eibishah should forgive the Noida Yehuda for talking this way, for being mafli connected Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, and said to the Divrei Chaim, the Noida Yehuda's kashas. Basachoyse, the Gemara says, it's a mitzvah. Two sisters, all these things the Gemara talks about. He says, maybe these are dangerous zivugin. However, if a person has the right kavanah, it's going to be okay. Once upon a time, the assumption was that people had the right kavanahs. Today, I'm concerned that people don't have the right kavanahs anymore, and it's for that reason today, it's going to be an issue. But I'll tell you, I saw in the Shailus Tshuvas Yabi Oimer. So that's from Rabbi Vadya Yosef Zatzal. So he brings this whole shmooze, the Noida B'Yehuda, and he brings the Divrei Chaim, and he says he doesn't understand the Divrei Chaim. He said, Masha Kosava Divrei Chaim, L'dam is Dover Zeh, L'inyin Yibam V'chalitza, L'idam Yeklau. The two have nothing to do with each other. But what's Pshat in that Gemara, Masechtas Yevamos? Right, the Gemara says they used to do Yibam, and then they stopped having proper Kavanas. I mean that they stopped having proper Kavanas, they said, don't do Yibam anymore. What, this is a heebie-jeebie? There's nothing to do with that. It's not because of Zivugim and things that take place in the Olamos. It's because every Yibam involves an Eshesach. Eshesach is an Erva, it's a Chayvei Krisos. Yibam is Doicha, Hutshu, Tchuya, Taisris, Yevamos, Daf, Gimel, Lamed, Beis, all the raid that you learn when you learn Masechtas Yevamos. But the point is, the starting point of every Yibam is, there's a major issue here. The issue is there's an Isser Eshazach. And Mitzvah's Yibam is somehow going to override, it's going to be Doicha, the Isser Eshazach. So if there's good Kavanah, okay. Mitzvah's Richas Kavanah, we have a Dichoy on the Isser Eshazach. People stopped having Kavanah, so they were worried. So Chacham said, you can't do Yibam anymore. The reason you can't do Yibam is because they might not be Mechavin 100% L'Shem Mitzvah, and you're going to end up with an Isser Eshazach. But this has nothing to do with the Divrei Chaim is saying. Now he says, now you're going to tell me that maybe, and he says, besides, he says, you see that in the times of the Gemara, when they were mevatel, this is the punchline, when they were mevatel Yibum, they said, don't do Yibum, now you should do Chalitza. At the same time, they were still marrying Basa Chaisa. And you see, they were marrying two sisters. And you see, Tumachatanim were marrying each other. So what does that mean? It means even in the, what was the Divrei Chaim's taina? He says, once upon a time, people didn't have kavanah. People had the proper kavanah. Oh, you had the proper kavanah, you have to worry about it. Now you don't have the right kavanahs anymore, maybe now it's a concern. What's his right that once upon a time people had the right kavanah and they stopped having the right kavanah? Yibam. Okay, so let's, says Rabbi Vadya Yosef, let's use Yibam as the barometer. Okay, perfect, we have a barometer now. Once upon a time they did Yibam, then they stopped doing it. When did they stop doing Yibam? In the times of the Gemara they stopped doing it. They didn't do Yibam in the times of the Gemara. They stopped doing Yibam already in the times of the Gemara. So in the times of the Gemara they already stopped doing Yibam, and in the times of the Gemara they weren't concerned. Rabbi Yehuda Chosid Sava. So it's checkmate. That means in the same time where they already were concerned that people weren't having the right kavanas, then they weren't concerned. Rabbi Yehuda Chosid Sava has nothing to do with Yibam. So said Rabbi Yad Yosef, Elamai, you're going to tell me maybe different kavanas are different times are... Says that already is very, very doichik. So Rabbi Vadya Yosef defended the position of the Noida B'Yehuda regards. What does have to do with today's daf? Because one of the things that's mentioned in the Tzavar B'Yehuda Chosid is that two mechatanim, two people that have the same name, Kohanim shouldn't be meshadach with each other. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda have a osik lebrei be Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva. So we could chalk this up as another Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda has a whole list, and he says there are others. This must be included in the others that the Noida Yehuda was referring to, a Gemara that would seem to contradict the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Achasa.